You're listening to the Family of Te Gita podcast. A message from Akatu. Upgraded bodies on earth.
Beloved friends of power and change, you are indeed on a planet that is ever moving in frequencies of change. How little is known in your world of the truth of your magnificent bodies. Let's return to moments of little understanding what was always possible with the assistance of the Galactic Federation. As watchers and keepers of your great planet, they are also responsible for the great changes that have allowed you to move and live throughout the planet. As races, looks, and locations of being were gifted, your ancestors with Earth bodies knew life in many changing aspects. Cultures and ways of living grew exponentially from the moment of upgraded bodies by the light forces that travel seen and unseen through densities and dimensions. The Earth is almost 5 billion years old. The Galactic Federation has visited Earth for millions of years. What do you believe they encountered in visits that increased in momentum? Indeed, land was not covered with green grass, trees, flowers, and vegetation. Humans were primitive and lived with a lower vibration of consciousness. Higher knowing would come later. But in these early lives, mankind walked bent forward with a very different physique. Language was not created and human sounds were understood with family over time. The survival of primitive humans with large dinosaurs was part of everyday life. Fight or flight was the method of ordinary life to survive in an unknown world of finding food or being killed. It was approximately 200,000 years ago that relics, fossils, and bones left pieces of the puzzle of great change. This was the first indication of new bodies, faces, and locations that would continue to be understood as the primary races of Earth. Dinosaurs lived in cyclic ages of change with many sizes of bodies and methods of consuming food. For many thousands of years, these giant creatures moved through lands and mountains. 65 million years ago, an asteroid hit the Earth and these massive dinosaurs became extinct. Primitive humans that many would call mammals were evolving before the destruction to Earth. These early humans lived freely among giant creatures. These primitive humans no longer live in the body form that would be strange and unattractive to the standards of modern times. They walked bent slightly forward with a gait that resembled primates. Their lives were cut short with few survival skills. Souls were remaining in non-physical form until the Galactic Federation created a haven of light to nurture these beings. It would be much later that starseeds would arrive to create families with Earth-native souls. Primitive humans left fossils of skulls and skeletons that are very different from humans on Earth now. Let's explore the changes that transitioned these humans to standing upright with a higher consciousness and ability to progress even further. Who were the first members of the mighty light forces to visit? How were bodies changed? Commander Ikai of Te Gita and Commander San End of Merapi arrived with Grand Mever ships many times to survey areas of destruction. Observing primitive humans and attempting to communicate was not accomplished in the purpose of each mission of light. A plan was made to assist these primitive beings with upgrades of bodies that would serve humanity ongoing. As careful thought with intricate planning, it was noted that the vast cosmos was full of varying looks and sizes of souls in form. The Galactic Federation had members of many skin colors, and these aspects would serve in the choices of upgraded human designs of form. Emitting frequencies from their fingertips, these powerful leaders of the Galactic Federation performed powerful upgrades. The humans that received these gifts were becoming self-sufficient as new ways of living were introduced. The new inhabitants were placed around the Earth with new looks, facial features, and hair. These humans became known as Homo sapiens. Their life was changed in one moment with gifts from the light forces. Races were born in the moment of the frequency upgrades. Lands thrived as groups unified to plant and gather food. Artistic endeavors grew with pottery, tapestries, and homes of many sizes. There were tents, huts, and homes in mountainous regions that grew with technology and learned abilities. The new humans thrived in aspects not known before their upgrades. What is known now as looks from Asia, Africa, India, indigenous regions of North and South America, regions throughout Europe and multiple other areas, developed and continue to grow and flourish. As you observe skin colors, eyes, and hair texture, understand that these aspects were created in beauty to allow cultures to develop their own manner of life in form. Motherships were filled with beautiful souls in form as areas were chosen to begin new lives. Animals, art, plants, and flowers were brought from the Pleiades to assist the new humans. Life would be changed and civilization would thrive. Duality still reigns in a density that is below that of the higher realms. Once again, there will be upgrades of bodies and lives that are gifts from the Galactic Federation. The shift to Sheen is the beginning of life with bodies that circulate light with crystal hearts. Celebrations will be magnificent with sound, lights, and color. The Earth as you know it to be will be left behind. A new world of peace and prosperity will be the manner of living for all beings. Remember in amazement as you ponder the beginning of Earth and those that walked in desolation. New beginnings are now. Niki Maia. I love you so. Akatu.